Yeah, like this kind of news in India, though, it will be scoffed at.
इट वुड नॉट बी न्यूज बिकॉज
हाँ, इट
दिस
विल नॉट
इज
बी न्यूज बिकॉज कोर्ट ही नहीं पहुंचेगा,
हाँ
रास्ते में ही कोई उसको बता, बस कंडक्टर बोल देगा आज आप
ये
मत काटो
वापस
टिकट,
उतर जाओ
मैं बेल बजा रहा हूँ आप उतर जाओ।
हेलो नमस्ते वेलकम टू फार फ्रॉम फैक्ट, जॉइन अस
केशव नायडू
एंड मी हुसैन मर्चेंट
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Hey Keshav, what's up? Welcome back.
Hey Hussein, welcome back.
Okay, so Keshav, let's jump into this week's find.
Let's jump in.
Yeah, and thank you Keshav, great find.
Got lucky. My
yes.
Pleasure.
Unlike the persons in this story. No,
and very unlike the persons in this story, yes.
Okay, so the headline reads that an elderly couple sues an art dealer over a mask that they sold for ₹13,013, which right. later fetched ₹36 crores in an auction.
Crazy, no?
Yeah.
What a jump.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so an elderly couple took legal action against an art dealer after discovering that the mask they had sold to the dealer for ₹13,000 was significantly more valuable. The art dealer subsequently auctioned the mask for a staggering ₹36 crore. Now, according to Mail Online, the unnamed couple in their 80s from Nimes in France, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, N-I-M-E-S, Nimes or Nimes?
I don't know.
Yeah. Knowing the French, it's probably neither of those two. It's something else. Would
yeah,
be.
It will be. The correct way to say it is you have to click and cough at the same time while clenching with your rector. बाकी दुनिया मुंह से बात कर रहा है, फ्रांस में कुछ और ही हो रहा है.
Okay, so they were clearing out their home in 2021 when they decided to sell the Nigil African mask. They sold it to an art dealer known as Mr. Z for £129, but he went on to sell the mask just a few months later for £3.6 million at an auction in Montpellier. Is that correct, Keshav? M-O-N-T-P-E-L-L?
I'm referring to the spelling, one second.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I would have gone with Montpellier.
Montpellier.
I think I just prefer the American approach.
Yeah, just see
just
it and say it.
Say
no?
it, everything. Roulette, grand prix. Khatam karo, yaar. It's painful, no?
I think, you know, the beauty is now, no, we've become a little more confident as Indians.
Yeah. When we were starting out, we were like,
yeah. So we are like, okay, this is how I pronounce it. Deal with it.
हमको ऐसा बोलना है, तुमको जो करना है.
हाँ, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're bang on. I think this is one positive outcome of the Modi government.
Credit absolutely. Yeah. So it was sold a few months later for £3.6 million at an auction in Montpellier. Now, the elderly couple remained unaware of the substantial sale until they came across it in a newspaper. And
oh,
as
man.
A result, they have initiated a lawsuit against Mr. Z. Their claim is based on the belief that he deceived them and intentionally kept silent about the item's true value.
Right.
According to the Metro News, the item is sourced from the Fang people of Gabon and is used during weddings and funerals. They are a rare sight outside the African country, with only a handful found in museums around the world.
Oh.
Testing dated the mask back to the 19th century, and court documents describe the item as exceptional in terms of its rarity. Yeah, so the couple came into possession of the mask because the husband's grandfather was a colonial governor in Africa, according to the industry media. The lawsuit is ongoing, but the Court of Appeals in Nimes ruled the couple's case appears to be well-founded in principle.
Got it.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic because, it's I'm on the fence, man. I don't know where I stand on this.
Yeah, so I feel like it's, I don't know, it's like a this, right? The people who got it to France themselves have a colonial past.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, they themselves stole it.
Okay.
Their grandparents or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So that itself is a dirty past.
Okay.
It didn't belong in France.
Mm-hmm.
That's stealing in essence.
Mm-hmm.
So, chori ka maal ke liye, they got a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Their lack of knowledge, you know, they did not know how valuable it was, which is why they lost that opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, they can't be angry at Mr. Z or Z, whoever the auctioneer is. Also, if somebody's name is Mr. Z.
Red flags, yeah. Antenna should go up.
Should, no? This is not a James Bond movie.
Or an Austin Powers movie.
Yeah, in one small little village in France, you know, an old 80-year-old. Your collective age is 170.
Yeah.
Years. Itna experience to tumko hona chahiye. If somebody's name is Zed, then be careful.
And that too, it's not Z-E-D. It's just the letter Z.
Just the alphabet.
Just the alphabet. Yeah. Okay, so good, I think, observation. Now, about, you know, it probably not being your country's property to begin with. Now, yeah. I would like to say that maybe it was gifted to this guy's grandfather.
Governor, yeah.
Yeah, he was maybe, you know, he did something good for the people.
Something good. He spared the life of a Gabon person.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe helped them out with medicine or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So let's assume that they got it. They did not steal it.
As a gift.
As a gift. Let's assume they got it. Now, okay, if that is the assumption, and I'm saying even if the grandfather had stolen it, but this guy, this uncle, he got it as...
They had inherited.
Yeah, they had inherited. They didn't even know how he got it, okay? So I'm saying let's
assume... Just by being born in that house, it's yours.
They got it. So let's give Uncle Auntie the benefit of the doubt. They possessed it legitimately. They did not possess it illegally or by doing anything wrong. Okay.
Super.
Given that, would your opinion change?
Given that, would my opinion change? Yes, it will change. Then
and
I would be a lot more sympathetic towards the old couple.
It's so easy to convince you, man.
it's true. Like I don't think I could ever be on a negotiating team. Like Janna na bol raha hai, wo acha hi aadmi hai. It's okay.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Because you know, I feel okay in this case. What has happened is. It's the Mr. Z's knowledge, right? Anywhere in life, it is your skill and your knowledge which will earn you money, okay?
Yeah, business and knowledge and all that go hand in hand.
Okay, so it was Mr. Z's skill that told him that this is something very rare.
And these people don't know the word.
Don't know about it.
I'll take advantage of it.
And, you know, his job is to find these undiscovered and you know, people who don't know what it is worth. That is his job description, I feel.
It's like a kabaddi, no?
It's like a, exactly.
A kabaddi is, in essence, a treasure hunter for life.
Life, yeah.
Right. He's you just sitting there with a setup saying ki ek din ek
lottery lag
cheez aayega.
Haan.
Jiska... उसको परख है, उसको कीमत पता है.
द
पर्सन हु डज नॉट नो द वैल्यू विल गेट
फूल्ड. या
व्हाट आई एम अम्यूज्ड अबाउट एक्चुअली टू बी ऑनेस्ट नाउ दैट यू आर सेइंग दिस एंड आई एम सीइंग इट इन दिस लाइट देन आई एम थिंकिंग अरे दिस ओल्ड कपल आर सो नाइव दैट एट 83 प्लस दे थिंक दैट दे कैन गो टू कोर्ट.
हाँ बट इट इज फ्रांस नो केशव इट्स नॉट इंडिया.
इट्स अ कॉडल्ड नेशन. एवरीबॉडी इज कॉडल्ड. Yeah, वो भी है, करेक्ट.
बिकॉज आई फील
दे हैव द स्पेयर टाइम फॉर सच लीगैलिटी.
या Yeah. So that's the thing. I feel, you know, and maybe I'm looking at it as a little harshly, but I feel like as though there's this quote, right? Buyer beware or something like that. In the contract law, there's right. always a... It's an unwritten rule that before buying or before transacting, you have to take every reasonable precaution to make sure that you're not being cheated. It's a part
of... As a
of
buyer.
The, as a party to a transaction.
Okay.
Yeah. So, any rational person, you know, would have gotten 2-3 quotes. You know, what we do, okay? Like, even when we are selling newspaper, okay? You yeah. always have 2-3 guys, no? You don't have one guy. You will call them up and say, ke, kya bhao hai paper ka? One Correct. Guy will say 15 per kilo. One guy will say 18 per kilo. One guy will say 20 per kilo. Yeah. And then you will obviously go to the best price.
Price, yeah.
Now, they should have gone to Mr. X, Mr. Y, directly
Mr. Z.
Mr.
Z. They yeah. directly just went to Mr. Z because it was mysterious sounding. But you're right. What you're saying is bang on. Na? Matlab, mm. India, mein we are raised this way.
With this, yeah.
Ke teen jage jaake dekho.
Hmm.
Yeah, in fact, I think we are so particular. I think किसी को अगर organ भी donor से मिल रहा है, तो उनसे नहीं और एक दो option देख लेता हूँ मैं. Maybe I'll find a younger body part.
No alcohol, no smoking.
No alcohol.
Yeah.
Kidney थोड़ा और अच्छा रहेगा.
और fresh, ताज़ा.
और fresh मिल सकता है क्या? Sir, delicious नहीं है ये. So we are on the other extreme, no?
That yeah, way. But I think it keeps us alert, no? This mentality.
Yeah, yeah. Like this kind of news in India, to it will be scoffed at.
It would not be news because.
Haan, it will not be news because court hi nahi pochega.
हाँ.
रास्ते में कोई उसको बता. Bus conductor बोल देगा. आप मत काटो टिकट.
उतर जाओ.
मैं बेल बजा रहा हूँ आप उतर जाओ. Court ही नहीं पहुंचेगा matter. Forget matter. People will not reach court. That we have a good society, and good social
yeah, check.
System.
Yeah, to protect the judicial
protect each
system.
Other. Because not... I feel bad for the old couple only in this. Because at this age, imagine going to court for another whatever years, number
yeah.
of years.
Yeah. See, you know, I feel like this guy, Mr. Z, is fantastic at what he does, okay?
Because he is great at what he does.
If I am an antique collector, for example, or if I'm a museum, I would want people like Mr. Z working for me.
Because he's great at identifying targets.
Yeah.
He understands a sucker when he sees one.
Okay, if you were in Mr. Z's position over here, would you feel bad? Would you feel like you've cheated Uncle Auntie?
No.
You wouldn't know.
How? Like, it's my profession. I have to sleep peacefully at
Which
night.
Which is what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, main to matlab ye sab load lunga to main how will I sleep at
sleep.
Night? Matlab mereko roz aise logon ko chuna lagana hai. Ye mera kaam hai.
And my point is that it is not chuna lagawing.
It is not exactly not like, see, in... yeah, yeah, yeah. Hmm. I look at it as because I'm sitting here and I'm not Mr. Z. But if
yeah.
I was Mr. Z, this is my daily work.
Work.
It's like sending an email.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, if I was the court, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, how I would, I would be tempted to say that the world of, you've sold it, if you did not know the value of what you sold, that's your problem.
Yeah. This is a good story to keep an eye on. No, it'll be nice
yeah.
to understand how the French courts deal with this.
Hmm.
Or do they like take it back from the...
Mr. Z, from the auction house also.
Auction house also and say we're returning it to Gabon.
Gabon.
Sabka paisa wapas.
Wapas. Yeah. That I guess that will only happen in today's times.
It seems like if it gets a lot of media attention.
Yeah. So what should we solve, Keshav? I'm
Yeah, man. I think we've gone really deep into this without attempting to solve. No,
solve
for once.
Anything.
If you were the judge, this is a good one, hypothetical. So instead of
okay.
solving it, let's see how we would solve it as a judge. Put ourselves in the judge's shoes.
Okay.
If you were the judge, how would you deal with this case? Is case ko rafa dafa kaise karoge?
My God. Big girl.
And you don't know how to say rafa dafa in French. So.
So you feel like I'm just trying to gauge where you're coming from. Huh. Are you saying that as a judge, I feel it's a waste of time, so I just want to get done with it, or how do I
actually
think
rafa dafa nahi bolna chahiye. Basically, huh. How will you deal with the case?
Deal with the case, no? Okay. I think so. What I would try and do is in the world of auctioning, okay, I would first try and just understand what is a regular practice. Like, my right. guess is that most things that are auctioned are giving a disproportionate gain to the person who found it, to the person who really found that hidden gem.
Right. Okay?
And the owner may or may not be remunerated fairly,
right.
but that is the skill of the person who is in this business. Okay, like for example, there is this show that comes on TV. I've watched, I think, maybe one or two episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
There are like these, they go, there are these
junkyard something.
Uh-huh. So there are, you know what they do? It is bags, I think, that have been lost on aeroplanes or something.
Yeah. You pick a lot and then...
Yeah, you pick one kind of warehouse space and whatever comes out from that is yours.
I forget the name. I've come across some reality show like this.
Hmm. So now, the risk that that professional takes is ending up with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Okay. And the hope is that one they kind of strike upon that golden
ticket.
So what I would try and assess is if in the world of auctioning, is this very common where the people who are successful find something cheap and then sell it for a good
amount. I'm sure those people spend their entire lifetimes for that. You know,
okay.
It's like you're a successful athlete or a successful artist.
Hmm.
As this kind of opportunity doesn't come every day.
Yeah, yeah. So if it is common, I think then I would say that Mr. Z has done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And what I would say is, if Mr. Z wants to, he can give a certain portion of his thing to the couple. You know,
as the judge.
As a token.
If he wishes to, out of the kindness of his heart, he will not be ordered by the court.
Yes, yes.
That is beautiful, man. You know why?
Hmm.
Man, you're a genius. You should do law. You should become a judge. This is so just. It's so just because there is an added layer of common sense as a lesson for the senior citizen.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because in spite of that, if that man doesn't give...
Hmm.
That means then they'll understand ki it's...
This is the world we live in.
This is the world we live in. It's not, you can't survive on charity.
Yeah.
And if that person gives, let's say 1 crore, then they're very happy or not happy. Then they have to still make peace. No matter what happens, there will be some psychological, emotional work they will have to do once they go back in making peace. Because imagine if Mr. Z is an asshole and he gives them 1 rupee. Of course, if I were Mr. Z, I would give 1 rupee. And spend another 10,000 rupees on PR. सबको पता चले सीनियर सिटीजन कपल का इंसल्ट कैसा किया मैंने.
बिग चेक,
बिग चेक, प्रिंटिंग का कॉस्ट 100 रुपये. Ouch.
Would you do anything different, Keshav, as a
judge?
Say we were a two bench
judge.
Judge.
You know what I mean? If we were that, I would be like that kid jo exam mein padh ke nahi aaya na. Whatever you are writing, main wahi likh dunga. Copy karke. My judgment is your judgment.
Cool, man. Unanimous. Cool. That would be
unanimous.
A unanimous.
That's how you get to unanimous judgments. Now you know. एक जज सुप्रीम कोर्ट में पढ़ के नहीं आया होता That's when we get reach unanimous judgment.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, you guys. Hope you enjoyed this fun episode. And when we said Supreme Court, we meant France ka Supreme Court. Please.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. And please, please join our WhatsApp channel.
Yes, please join our WhatsApp channel. Also, you know, like, follow, share.
Yes. And you can send us money on PayPal and UPI. Links are in the show notes. Yes. Have a good week,
don't
everyone.
Don't forget to tell your friends and family, most importantly. This time, around the festive season when you meet your friends and families. Tell
them. Yeah.
What
a
lonely person you are.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.